الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول
الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Another beautiful topic today. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the topic we're going to be discussing today is the importance of time. Why time is very important. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, as always, Harun Bhai looking smart today, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. In the studio, Tawfiq Bhai, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, looking beautiful. So we're going to have beautiful kalams today as well. But before we start, let's go towards the tilawat of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you're watching our beautiful program, and MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we've listened to a kalam and also the tilawat of the Quran. And today, let me just remind you of the topic that we're going to be discussing today. The topic we are talking about today is value of time. Time is of essence. We've heard so much, and I want to start off with this very beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, take benefit of five before five.
Allah.
Take benefit of five things before five things. Number one, your youth before your old age. Your health before your sickness. Your wealth before your poverty. And your free time before your preoccupation. And your life before your death. Now, the thing is, many people, you know, we get negligent. You know, we sometimes forget that we're going to die one day. Sometimes we forget that, you know, there's a phrase that let's go and kill time. But the sad thing is that we are not killing time, time is killing us.
Allah.
And we need to take, you know, precautions, and we need to understand that this life will not be given back to us again. Once we leave this world, there is no coming back. That Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran that a person will stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment and say that, Ya Allah, send me back to the world so that I can give sadaqah and I can be amongst the good doers. But Allah Ta'ala will say, the mafhum is that I gave you life. I gave you so many years you lived in the world. Now today, I want to reflect myself, everyone here, and all of us who are watching, our children, our adults, our elders, grandparents. Let's think to ourselves, how do we spend our time? MashaAllah, Azawajal, Harun Bhai, he's doing a whole topic on this. You only live once. So you only live twice, I think.
Yes.
Yolt. So Harun Bhai, MashaAllah, Azawajal, you've done this topic before as well, MashaAllah, Azawajal. Can you take us further, please?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Jihab Sab, MashaAllah, a very good topic that you've chosen for today. And this topic is really perhaps one of the most important topics we're going to cover.
SubhanAllah.
Why? Because anything that is limited is very precious. You know, when people value things, they value it according to how much of it is around. So, you know, certain things are available in abundance, so they don't have a price. Asani se mil jati.
Ji.
Lekin rare diamonds, you know, like the blue diamond, they say.
Ji.
It's very rare.
Allah.
So one little piece costs millions and millions of pounds. Why? Because there's not another like it.
Ji.
Time is exactly the same. And to explain it, I think there is no better place than one can start than the glorious Quran.
SubhanAllah.
And in the glorious Quran, para 30, Surah Asr, the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah Azza wa Jal says this, by this era, waqt. But the scholars write here very beautifully, that why would Allah Azza wa Jal swear by time? You know, time, okay, it's a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why we say that Allah Azza wa Jal is beyond time and space. But why is Allah just sworn by the time? So the scholars write, Qurbanja, you know, Awr al-Maikram, and their thinking and their intellectual ability. They say, actually, Allah is swearing upon the time of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mehboob ke zamane ki qasam. By the era of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, mankind is surely in loss. Except those who believed in Islam and did good deeds, and advised one another towards the truth, i.e. all kinds of good deeds, and advised one another to have patience at the time of difficulty and suffering.
SubhanAllah.
Now, I was able to really kind of bring it home. There is a very, very good tafsir or a kind of explanation of the time and this Surah Mubarakah. Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that, you know, he'd read this glorious verses at this Surah Mubarakah of the glorious Quran, and he'd contemplated and everything else. And he'd deduced what he could. But the Quran is just amazing. You know, these valis of Allah, they look at one ayah Mubarakah and take thousands of meanings from it.
SubhanAllah.
So he's walking through the marketplace and he sees a man selling ice. You know, they have the trailers, and he's selling ice, like this you see in India,
Pakistan. You see a lot in Pakistan as well, yeah.
And they're selling ice, and they're desperate to sell. Why? Because it's a commodity, it's melting, hot weather as well. So they have to do it very quickly. And his basic commodity is a very, very difficult one, because it disappears. You know, if you have a product, if you're selling a watch or a laptop or something else, you know, if you don't sell it, you can bring it back home, can't you?
You can bring it back, yeah.
But if you have ice, it's constantly, it's all melting away. So you have to sell it, and you have to sell it quickly. So he says he saw this man who was selling ice, and he was so desperately trying to sell it because he knew that his capital was melting away. This was his only opportunity. Once it's gone, it's gone. And Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that that's when I understood the essence of time.
Allah
and how, innal insana lafi khusr. Translation, indeed mankind is surely in loss. You know, from when we're born, Hafizab, the time starts ticking against us. You know, I almost fall into this foolish trap of saying, oh, it's my 20th birthday, it's my 30th birthday, it's my 40th birthday. Actually, what we should be doing is thinking, I'm getting closer to death. What have I done for my book of deeds? What have I done?
You know, another beautiful thing, mashallah, Tawfiq Bhai, as well, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was just going through a market, And by just looking at eyes, look at the, his Madani Zain that Allah. He started thinking about his hereafter. And this is the way of the awliya kiram. Just like Amir al-Sunnat, he says, where can you learn how to do sabr? Where can you learn these? You can learn them from children. Yeah, why? Because when children, you don't give them something, they'll cry for a few minutes and they'll back to square one again. Learn it from them as well. So Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala has learned about essence of time from a pack of eyes.
Hafsab, there are some people who have creative mind. They like doing something different. For example, there are people who like playing with coloring. You know, they'll put paint through, they'll splash it all around. They want to design something. And there are some people, they play with gadgets and with electronic devices, and they want to form a particular circuit or something. Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, these days are the pages of your life.
Allah.
Decorate them with the good deeds.
Subhanallah.
Now, if you look at it from the creative mind, that this is the life is a book. Yeah, and these are the pages. Each day that goes past is each page that we turn.
Subhanallah.
And we need to decorate these pages. We need to make these colorful. We need to make sure they look nice, they look handsome, they look beautiful. But how? By doing good deeds.
You know, a certain Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you know, he would teach his murids that when the sun rises in the morning, you know, an angel calls out to a person. He calls out to the person that if you want to do anything good, do it today, because I'm not going to come back again. You know, basically the next day that's going to come, it's not going to bring the day that's passed by. I think you mentioned once that one day, Arun Bhai, that you've only got through 3 days. Once that's gone, there's today, the second day is the day, the present, and we don't even know if we're going to see the future as well. So now is the time that we can do something. Some people will relax and they'll say, it's all right, just chill. Buddha or some pension or see them, we'll start going to the masjid as well. Not many people see the masjid with that.
Do you know the great Sahaba Ikram, Hafsab, they had a Madani mindset, which if we could adopt one small, you know, part of, we would change our lives.
Subhanallah.
What they used to say is this, that if 2 days are the same in terms of good deeds, we're full of sins and faults and, you know, days go by without doing anything good. Yeah. But they were saying that if 2 days are the same so far as good deeds are concerned, so if I did good deeds today and next day I repeated exactly the same ones, that was a waste. I haven't increased my good deeds. And they were like, well, I've been doing that. I did this yesterday. You know, I fed the poor. I did this. I prayed my salah. I did this. I've got to increase it today. And that was their life. And they increased and increased and increased until, you know, the time that they left this world. And when it comes to our mindset, when it's worldly things, we want to increase, ek gadi, we want 2 cars, we've got a nice house, we want a bigger house, we want 5 bedrooms, we want 10 bedrooms. We want to increase the worldly stuff. But when it comes to deeds, din ba din, if I'm praying my ishraq, chashta, wabin and tahajjud, then, five namaz are enough, yaar, why do that? And then if I'm praying those, chalenji sunnate, nafal rane de, and you know, nafal then feed out, then gradually the sunnats go, and I'm farzu pe hi reh jate.
Harun bhai, you mentioned something beautiful there. You know, it's a very beautiful time for us to reflect upon our life as well. Like, my today must be better than yesterday. You know, if you can reflect upon this, my today, whatever I've done, you know, has to be better than yesterday. And my today, this week must be better than last week.
Subhanallah.
This month must be better than last month. What's been the difference?
You know, so many people that you talk to, Tawfiq Bey, you know what they said? You know, last year I was a bit, you know, naive. I didn't go to the masjid. I didn't do this. But this year, you'll see me in the front row. What happened this year? Yeah. When no one got to go to the masjid. So what you did last year, what you missed out last year, you'll never be able to get that back. I just want to mention this verse of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيَّ وَهِينَ تُزْهِرُونَ. And praise in the heavens and the earth is only to him, and before the day ends and when noon reaches you. Yani Allah Ta'ala, he says that before the day ends, praise Allah Azza wa Jal. And all praise is to him. Don't leave it till tomorrow, as they say. Don't leave today's work till tomorrow, because tomorrow will never come.
And the other thing about that glorious ayah mubarakah is, before the day ends, could be the end of your life.
You know, what the brilliant companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, that the most important aspect was their book of deeds. You know, like the Fiba very beautifully said, that, you know, these are blank pages of your life decorating with good deeds. Unfortunately, what we have is this. Every year or every 6 months, we look at our bank balance and think, well, 2 years ago in 2018, I had £10,000 in my account in savings. Alhamdulillah, in 2019, it went up to £20,000, now I'm going up to £30,000. And I sit there and I'm proud of the fact that, you know, I've got this money in my account. But if I die today, that money means nothing. But what was my book of deeds like in 2018? What was my book of deeds like in 2019? In 2020, what have I done to better that book of deeds? Because that's the only thing that's going to go into the grave with me. You know, in the coffin, you've cut many coffins and buried many people. Tell me, are there any pockets? Do you put anybody's mal in there, dollars in there? Even the bank statements don't go in there.
No.
Anything? No. But, you know, what goes with them then?
What I have seen is someone had a watch on when they were giving usul. They said, oh, take that off as well. So whatever he was, that watch was going to go with him. But the family looked at it and said,
Kado.
You know, so the thing is, it's very, very, you know, I was talking to an Islami brother, Harun, you know, sometimes, you know, when people try to explain to you, yara koi namaz padhi, yara tu sa maulvi bahut sakhtiyan karne ho, you guys are too strict, you're this, you're that. Yeah, well, and this guy used to work in a call center. And I goes to him, when you work in a call center, what's your daily routine? You know, do you have someone there, a manager, or someone looking over you, or they were goes, yeah, they push you, your sales are not enough, do a bit more sales. I go, so he is pushing you to do the sales. Have you ever turned around to him and said, you're too strict, man, you know, I can't do this, you're very strict? You don't say that to him because, you know, it's his business and you're going to get more money as well. And you're pushing him, you kar sa. And maybe every year, you know, when you go to your accountant, you look at your last year's accountant, you know, accounts, you look at this year accounts and you think, last year I didn't do much, this year I've done much, next year I'm going to do better. Same thing what you mentioned as well. Look at your book of deeds as well. What I did last year, I should be better this year, and I should be planning for the better for the next year as well.
You know, we deceive ourselves, Hafiz Sahab Tawfiq Bhai, because what we say is, you know, when you speak to people, oh, main bachchon ke liye kar raha hun. You know, namaz, oh no, I've got to earn a living, and I've got to do it, I do it for my kids and everything else. And it's a fallacy, you know, because first of all, if you worked, say for example, some people say I work 14 hours a day for my kids. And I always say this, I said, don't work 14 hours a day. Work 8 hours. Instead of giving them the extra money, give them your time, because that's more important. Because otherwise, they won't care for you. There was a Buzurgani Deen, and they went traveled somewhere to give ghusl to a wealthy man. He passed away, and he said that he basically said that I want Flam Buzurg, really pious person, to do my ghusl. And this is not a story of the old, this is a few years ago. So this Buzurg traveled there, and they did the ghusl. And you know, the father, he was a wealthy businessman, and his sons were there. And as they laid him down, he had a very expensive sweater on from a UK. He was in Pakistan, but somebody had sent him it as a gift. It was very expensive jersey, you know. And somebody grabbed a pair of scissors to cut it off the body. Right. And the Buzurg said, look, don't worry, don't cut it. We'll get it off without actually doing any harm to the body, without giving him taklif. So they very carefully took it off. And they said, okay, beta, one of you have this, yeah? And wear it. Baap ki yaad aayegi. You know what they said? They didn't want to touch the jumper. They said, no, we can't wear it. Our dad's, ye murde ki. You know what they said? They said, murde ki jersey hai. And you know the Buzurg, rahmatullah, they're still alive actually. May Allah give him a long life. You know what they said? They said, beta, ye kal tak tera baap tha jo karoron kama ke tumhe khilata tha. This was your father who up until yesterday was earning millions and feeding you. And up till yesterday when he was alive, he was the star of your eyes. And today, this is the jumper of a dead body.
And you know, again, we always tend to think about, you know, like you rightly mentioned, I'm doing it for the kids. When have you had a time? You know, I think I'll be, you know, directly speaking to the viewers as well, that, you know, if you are the father, the mother, you know, just to go back a few years when you were studying because you wanted a good job. Then when you got married, you were studying to get a good house for your wife. And then when you had children, now you were working to get a good house and a good upbringing for your children. When have you had your time to do anything? Maine Harun bhai is martaba gaya umre par last time na, and I thought, whenever you go to Pakistan or Umrah, yeah, there's always a list in it. Flaneta Jersey, Flaneta A, Flaneta A. You know, we're spending so much money on other people. What have I spent on myself? You know, maybe the freaking dinner jubbe you can't do that. So the thing is, yeah, it has to be done because you're doing everything for other people, but you're forgetting your own self. And you know, if you see a lot of parents, yeah, oh, I want to make my son a footballer here, though. I said he doesn't do it for the son. Because he couldn't do it, now he wanting his son to do it as well.
You know, Dad, he said, Nehmad Kali, I'll say something. You know, I had my little one with me, and we went somewhere to a mehfil or a dawat, and somebody said, you know, what are you going to make him into, a barrister or a doctor, you know? And I said, I'm sorry, I'm selfish. They said, selfish? Everybody started looking at me. I says, yeah, I'm selfish. I want him to do something that benefits me, so I'm going to make a Hafiz of Quran.
Subhanallah.
I says, because he's going to be a doctor or a barrister. That ain't going to help me, I'm sorry. But it ain't going to help me, yeah? So I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to make him a Hafiz of Quran, so that if on the day of judgment, you know, my deeds are nothing, but at least he will say, kid, no matter how bad he is my father, I'll take him to Jannah with me.
Subhanallah.
That should be the mind of the parents. You know, whenever you look at your children, your family members, now give them the skills, give them the love, give them the tools to become a good Muslim, so that they can live a beautiful life in this dunya as well, and they can be have a prosperous life in the akhirat, and also become a means of sadaqah jariyah for yourself. The saying Allah of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that your life is shortening every day.
Allah.
So why are you lazy in performing good deeds?
Subhanallah.
And then once someone said to him that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, postpone this work until tomorrow. Now you were talking about it before, when you don't leave it for tomorrow. Someone actually told him that, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, leave this work now, you know, have rest. Do this now, tomorrow. Yeah, leave it for tomorrow. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, I hardly complete a day's work in one day.
Allahu
Akbar. There's so much work that he's doing, and I find it very difficult to complete my own to-do list. There's things that are still left over. So if I leave today's work for tomorrow, then what am I going to do tomorrow?
Yeah,
tomorrow will be another day. Tomorrow will be a new work.
New tasks. Yeah, a lot of the time, again, it's the shaitan. You know, because the shaitan, he whispers into your minds, oh, Connie, you know, wake up early in the morning and do these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll wake up a bit early. But what happens? You'll wake up a bit late that same day.
Sometimes, you know, we have a habit of leaving things for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at day-to-day life, someone tells you to do something, including myself as well. You know, we're very, you know, practicing in this part. We leave things, you know, for the next day, or we'll do it after.
Allah.
Yeah, there's a saying that sometimes later becomes never.
Allah.
Just going to analyze that very, very quickly, because it won't make sense afterwards. But, you know, you said we leave things till the end. Amir al-Sunnah very cleverly analyzes things. And, you know, like he says, Bande kehte hain ki gussa pagal hota hai. Amir al-Sunnah Daud Barakat Mulali says, no, it doesn't. You don't take it out on your boss. You always take it out on the poor person, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In exactly the same way, you know, when we leave things till the next day, we actually carry out an analysis in our mind. And we think that from a world, dini stuff we do. Mm-hmm. We think it's not that important because we don't give it that importance in our mind. And then when it comes to worldly stuff, if we know we're going to benefit from it, it's going to bring us char paise, yeah? Then we won't leave it till the next day.
You know,
we will prioritize it and make sure we do it that day.
I was just... I had someone, and you know, these business grants the government's giving out. Go Rati Barana TMC. And we were sat down and we were discussing this. And he goes, Yara, have you heard of the business grants that they're giving? Yeah, yeah, we've heard of it. Yara, I don't know how to apply for it. But they get tomorrow, we'll come down and see you. Yara, kal na kya pata, hune bota filkar. Yeah, is why? Because I just want this work to get out. But if it was something to do with the deen, rightly like you said, people will say, Yara, kal karigin sana, we'll do it tomorrow. Inshallah, we're going to go to the Kalams, but let me just read this verse of the glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says inside the glorious Quran something really for us to ponder about. Inna fi ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar wa ma khalaqa Allahu fi as-samawati wal-ardi la-ayatin liqawmin yattaqun. Indeed, in the alteration of the day and night and all that Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, there are signs for those who fear Allah.
Oh.
You know, the Buzurgan Deen Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, one certain Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he had a grave dug in his own garden. Allah. And what he used to do was, all night he used to be worshipping Allah Ta'ala, crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then when he was just about daybreak, sunrise, he would place himself into that grave. And he would say, now Munkar and Nakira are going to come and they're going to ask you, you wasted all this night. You know, and then he used to say, Allah Ta'ala has given you another chance. Get out and do something good.
You know, you mentioned the Buzurg. People still do that. I've got a friend who, he says, whenever I get down, I get depressed. You know, in most councils, they have one or two graves prepared at the graveyard. Yeah. So he goes, whenever I get down and depressed, I go to the graveyard and I stand over the grave and think that could be me, or whoever that is still walking about outside.
Yeah.
And it gives you a reality check of life.
Yeah, sure.
I've said, what we're in is a rat race. So we run around, you know, like, you know, in the, you have these cages for rats and they have that spinning circle. We're in that. And sometimes you don't notice things. Right. You don't notice where you are. And the biggest regret that we are going to have is time. We're going to regret wasting every single precious moment. And let me give you an example. There is a narration in Ahya al-Ulum. And basically, there was a person from Bani Israel, and when the time of his death came, he'd spent his life collecting wealth. So he was very, very wealthy. And when the time of death came, he said to his sons, he said, go and gather everything I've got. So they went and got the horses, the camels, and all his mal, and even servants, you know, and lined them all up. And as they lined them up, the angel of death appeared. So he said to the angel of death, look, I've gathered all this. Give me a chance to give it away in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Mujhe mokka de de. And the angel of death said, no, you've lost that chance now. It's too late now. You had the chance in the world. Now, you can't give you that chance. Now, from there in on, it's just regret, regret, and regret.
Allahu Akbar. Do you have some... do you want to say something?
It's okay.
No.
Just regarding the regret, those people who will enter paradise, no, they will have everything there. You know, they have all sort of ni'mat, blessing, favors of Allah Almighty. But even those people who are in paradise, they will have regret as well.
Yeah.
They will feel sorry. What is that? What will they feel sorry for? They'll feel sorry for the time that they spent in the dunya, but they were not productive.
Allah,
they wasted the time, or they just passed the time, and their feelings would be that, you know, only if we made use of that time.
And we could have got a better status in paradise. Jiyafisab, mashallah. Kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya I'm
Wish we can all just think about Medina, think about the Prophet wasalam, all day long. I just want to read out some messages we've got, mashallah. Zuhayb bhai from Oldham has texted in, don't waste time or time will waste you. Mashallah, the Lion of Blackburn, Shahid bhai, mashallah, has texted in, lost wealth can be regained, lost health can be regained, but lost time can never be regained. MashaAllah, Allah. Imran bhai, MashaAllah, from Manchester, he says, talking about time, that's why they call it Sal Gira. Sal Gira is gone, 1 year fallen. And what happens on our Sal Gira? Baje, toote, patake, yeah, kya janab khushi ho gaya, ek saal kat ho gaya zindagi na. Yeah, people don't have this. Zaini, Allah, we're not saying that you cannot celebrate your birthday, but try to, how, you know, Buzurgane Deen Rahimahumullah, you know, whenever they used to, grow old, what they used to do, they used to cry in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, my next year should be better than my last year. You know, so they used to cry in the fear of Allah, rather than having, you know, all these things. But the thing is, we're in a stage, where some people, even if they, you know, if they don't even believe in that kind of stuff, the fitna is so much that, you know, you are home, Harun bhai. You know, you don't like these kind of things. But, you know, because it's happening everywhere, people think that if they don't have it, they'll call them backwards.
You know, in the true sense, Hafsa, if you look at it, you're celebrating the year that's gone by.
Okay.
So I'm now X years old. Look at the wunah that you've done in the last year. Is that something to celebrate about? You know, the list of deeds. And you know, the other day, Imam Sahib was making dua, and it really, really made me think. And you know what he said? He said, Ya Allah, please forgive those sins that I did intentionally. Please forgive those sins that I did unintentionally.
Allah,
please forgive those sins that I know. And please forgive those sins I don't even know about.
Allah.
And you know, it made you think that we spend our lives. I mean, what is there to celebrate in that sense of the word? You know, agar to, you know, if you'd spent your year and you'd protected all your five namazah, you'd read the glorious Quran, you'd read the translation, you'd read thousands of times through the park, and you'd increased it, and you'd served your parents, and you'd done good deeds. And then you'd think, chale Allah Ta'ala iman pe khatma kare, I'll celebrate because I had a good year. But the condition we're in, every day our guna are increasing. And what is there to celebrate? You know, if the angel of death came to us, like that man from Bani Israel, we would have nothing. You know, there was that famous waqiyah of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam Rahmatullah. I'm not going to go through it all, but when a man came to him, he said, I can't stop sinning. And he said, well, next time you want to commit a sin, hide from Allah Azza wa Jal. And he said, I can't hide. Where can I hide from Allah Azza wa Jal? Well, he said, if you can't hide from him, then why are you committing sin? And one of the nasihats he gave, there were six or seven, I haven't got time for all of them. But one of them he said was, when the angel of death comes, say to him, I don't want to go. I want to repent. I want to do good deeds. Because, you know, like you said earlier, you know, when I get older, I will do it, yeah? So I want to do it and send him away. And the man said, Hazrat, what sort of advice is that? You know, who am I to send the angel of death away? When the angel of death comes, I'll have no choice. And Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi said, if you won't have a choice, then start preparing and start repenting today. And this is what, you know, Mufti Azam Hind said, Riyazat ke yehi din hai. Burape mein kaha himmat. Jo kuch karna hai, ab kar lo, nuri abhi jawan tum ho. You know, when you're young, this is the time. This is the time where you can stand in the court of Allah Azzawajal and pray 70, 80 rakats a day. This is the time where you can sit down in one sitting and pray two sparrows, read the translation of the glorious Quran. You don't need glasses, you can't, you know, help focus. I had one bazook the other day, they said, Beta, have you got one of those big Quran-e Paks where the big letters, taki I can read? And we said, Hazrat, there's a lockdown at the moment and it's difficult to get. Beta, what shall I do now? You know, I can't see the normal Quran-e Paks. But, you know, we don't want to get to that stage when we turn to the Quran. Amari aankhe mein jawab denge, we can't see properly, we can't hear properly.
That waqiyah you mentioned about Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, the next one was when Allah Ta'ala says to you, enter the fire of hell, say, I'm not going.
Allah.
I'm not going. And he says that Hazrat, the angels will grab hold of me and throw me into the fire of hell. And he goes, if you're that scared of the fire of hell, why do you stop sinning? It's again very beautiful words of wisdom.
Given me just a thought, a hadith mubarakah. You know, you were saying the angel, Munkar Nakir. One of the nasihats that Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi gave was that when the angels of the grave, Munkar and Nakir, come, tell them that I'm answering your questions. Just tell them. And he says, how can I refuse these angels? You know, these are angels. The distance between the shoulders is 500 years. Their eyes are like lightning. Their voice is like thunder. And they're very scary. How can I do it? Now, there's another hadith in Mubarakah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when the pious person is in the grave, and the angels, Munkar and Nakir, are coming towards him, suddenly a light appears in front of them.
Subhanallah.
Stops them. And they say, who are you? Let us go. We need to ask him questions. He says, nope. You might scare him. So you can't go. What? We are the angels of the grave. We're here to ask him questions. And you're studying our way saying, you can't go. Stay there. Ask him from here. Why? Because I'm saying so. You know what that is? That is the glorious Quran stood in the way of the angels. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave us glad tidings. Surah Mulk Sharif. How long does it take to recite each night? 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Yeah, about 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes? You know, Nabi Kareem
about
Sallallahu
Alaihi Wasallam. 5 minutes, I think.
For somebody who doesn't know off by heart, five minutes maximum. Right. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you know, when you go in your grave, the punishment of the grave, Azab al-Qabr, comes. Comes from the head. Surah Mulk Sharif comes and stands, says, you're not coming in from here. So he comes around the other side to a few feet. Surah Mulk Sharif stops there. Nope, you're not coming this side.
Allah
tries this side, tries that side, tries everywhere. Surah Mulk Sharif says, no way, go away. You're not coming in from any side. Why? Because this person used to recite Surah Mulk every night. You could invest 5 pence today. And in a short time later, I will return it to you with £5 million. Would you think about it? You wouldn't, would you?
No, only if I said to you,
if I said to you every night, you give me 5p, and then there'll come a time where I'll give, for each 5p, I'll give you 5 million back.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, today, what we're saying to the viewers of Madni Channel is, invest that 5 minutes in reading Surah Mulk Sharif. 5 minute investment in reading Surah Mulk Sharif, and you will gain the reward of millions. When on the day of judgment, you're in difficulty, the Quran will come, it'll come to your grave. It will come on the day of judgment and it will make sure that you go to Jannah. Best investment that anybody can have.
You know, a lot of times, you know, we feel that we're not productive as a human being. We're not productive as a Muslim. You know, time flies and we don't really get to achieve things. You know, sometimes you reflect. For example, you know, let's talk about the Quran-e Pak. You know, if someone wants to read one spara, for someone who's a good fluent reader, he's got good pronunciation, it'll take him around 50 minutes. Let's call it 1 hour. Yeah, and if he was to read one spara a day, that was his routine. Yeah, one spara a day, in an early morning, straight after Fajr namaz, or whatever time it suits him, he fixes a time and reads one spara a day. After 30 days, that's one Quran-e Pak.
MashaAllah.
Yeah. After 12 months, in 1 year, that's 12 Quran-e Pak.
MashaAllah.
And now just for a moment, for all of us, you know, if we did this amal, one spara a day, and we did it for the last 10 years.
Allah. Okay.
Yeah, for last 10 years, if we read one spara a day, by now we could have read 120 Quran-e Pak.
MashaAllah. That's a very beautiful poem, Harun bhai. Just a few words of poem. Chand roza hai ye dunya ki bahar, dil laga isse na ghafil zi nihar, umr apni yun na ghaflat mein guzar, ہوشیار اے محوِ غفلت ہوشیار, ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, kar le jo karna hai aakhir
Allah.
Look, in the grave, you know, Allah, if you look at it from this point of view, that you know, we will wish that, you know, we are given one more chance.
Jee.
Yeah, you know, there'll be like, there'll be feeling in our hearts that, ya Allah, just give me one more chance so that I can go back to the dunya and perform that one sajda. You know, ya Allah, give me that one chance.
Allah, Allah.
So that I can go back to the dunya and I can say, subhanallah. Ya Allah, give me that one chance so that I can go back to the dunya and I can smile at my parents.
Allahu
Akbar. Allah, give me that one chance so that I can go back to the dunya and I can make a sincere tawbah in your court. Yeah, you know, we will ask, we will beg for that one more chance. But the reality is that chance will not come. Yeah, now, as we are living, this is the world of actions. We have that chance. This is our chance now.
You know, there are three things that you can never get back. Time that was wasted, words that were spoken, and the opportunity that wasn't taken.
Allah.
You know, and mashallah, if you look at the life of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, yeah, every opportunity when it came, they took the opportunity. Today, you know, sadly, if someone says, do this, main buddhi gul ko rupu chijo. Do that, let me have a mashra with my parents. Why don't you do this? Oh, I get tired. Why don't you do this? Let me ask someone.
Only on
again,
good
when it's
deeds.
To do with the with
good
the,
deeds.
Yeah.
When it's an investment opportunity, yeah. It isn't, let me go home and check. It. Hurry up, I might miss out. I'm just going to come back to what Tawfiq Bhai said, though. You said reading one para a day. Now, that comes with actually a beautiful and a good problem. And the problem is this, that if you read one para a day, the blessings would be so much that you'd find it difficult to handle the blessings.
Allah,
you know, your life
Allah,
would be sorted out. Your relationships would be sorted out. Your finances would be sorted out. Your, you know, every aspect, your children would be sorted out. Every aspect of your life would be perfect because of the glorious Quran. If, you know, somebody, Khalid Bhai always says, you know, good problem.
Good
so
problem.
It's a good problem, but Masha it is, Allah. You know, this is the beauty of the glorious Quran. And it's, you know what, it doesn't take, sorry Tawfiq, but just this one last thing that, you know, a lot of people think that pleasing Allah Azzawajal is difficult, but that, you know, you're 24 hours a day, you have to sit in the masjid with a tasbih. You know, out of everyone, the most easiest to please is our Creator, Allah Azzawajal. Now, you know, when to please your mother is very simple, yeah? You know, but that, you know, little bit of effort and your mothers are easily pleased with you. Allah Azzawajal is even easier than that. You make the effort and just watch the mercy of Allah Azzawajal take over.
Harun Bhai, people from different walks of life, they've defined time in their own ways.
Sure.
Some people have said time is gold. Some say
time
is money. Time is priceless. Time is ice, like Harun Bhai mentioned earlier on. Sayyiduna Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I remained in the company of pious people for a long period. And during that period, there's two things I gained. Two things I really benefited. And I learned from that by being in their company. One of them is that time is like a sword.
Oh, yeah.
Time is like a sword and you should cut it. Yeah, you need to break it. You should cut it with good deeds. Else, it will cut you by keeping you busy in other things.
You know, people have this habit of, you know,
passing
to
time.
Kill time. So, you know what they choose? Okay, fine, you sleep. You're not doing anything good, you're not doing anything bad. But what happens is a very beautiful narration I was reading, Sunan Ibn Majah. The blessed mother of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, she said, oh my son, do not sleep too much at night, for sleeping too much at night will leave a man poor on the day of judgment.
Allah.
You know,
as you mentioned sleep, a very beautiful incident that comes to my mind. It's mentioned in Qutul Qulub, one of the really beautiful books regarding spirituality. There's a person, he just loves sleeping. And he said to a hakim that, prescribe me some medicine that, you know, I could take and that could make me even sleep during the day. So, you know, you could assume that he used to sleep at night, but he was looking for some extra medicine that so he could carry on sleeping more. Yeah, and the Hakim said to him, you know, how weird are you? You know, you've been sleeping all your life. Yeah, why are you being heedless? You know, you sleep, if you look at your life, for example, if your lifespan was to be 40 years and the half of your life, if you've been sleeping for 12 hours a day, that's 20 years you just spend in sleep.
Allahu Akbar.
And now you want more time to sleep as well. Yeah, and you know, so 3/4 of your time is going to be to sleep. So you're just going to be left with 10 years. So what do you want to do?
Some time where we narrowed that even down to about 3 years.
Yeah. Let me share with you something that we've heard many times, but we never thought about in this way. Time is so important. But when you spend it in the way of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it becomes priceless.
Subhanallah.
And I'll give you an example. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, on the back from Khaybar, I think the companions were coming, and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting in the lap of Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
Allah, Allahu Akbar.
And the time for Asr came, and it passed. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala didn't flinch, because he didn't want to disturb Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened their blessed eyes, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was there, and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ali, have you prayed your asr? The sun had gone down. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said no. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed. Now the words are very important. Ya Allah, Ali was in the your itaat and in the itaat of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And does it lift that blessed finger, Mubarak, so the sun came back.
Allah.
The sun comes back so that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala can pray that asr. So time changes, space changes. You know, since the world has been created, the sun's only going one way. But Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ishara Mubarak, it comes back. Why? Because Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was using his time in the best possible way. And when you use your time for Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is only one way, Jannah.
That's it. You know, Harumbe, mashallah, we're going to go to a kalam. The thing is, you know, when you talk about these kind of things, you know, there's only one reason. You know, someone, Ali Medin says that Allah Azza wa Jal created everything for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we should be in service to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because to be service to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be service in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Atiullah wa atiur
Rasul. MashaAllah, kya baat hai. Ji, Afsab, let's have a kalam inshallah, and we can continue inshallah.
Mere aqa ka roza Madine mein hai, mere aqa ka roza Madine mein hai, meri ulfat Madine se yun hi nahi, mere aqa ka roza
जाना मदीने में है फरियाद
sent me from Preston. He goes, the pious, they valued their time. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani became Ghaus-e-Azam.
Subhanallah.
Data Sahib, you know, he valued his time, so he became Data Sahib. Khaja Mohinuddin valued his time, became Khaja Ajmeri. And Ilyas Qadri, Dabat Barakatuh Mulaliya, valued his time and became Amir
al-Sunnah. You know, I was actually going to come to that particular point. Now, Amir al-Sunnah, Dabat Barakatuh Mulaliya, he is such a great personality front of us. He's a real example who reminds us of the great Muslims of the past.
Allahu.
You know, we read many things in the books and really, you know, we get moved. But when you look at Amir al-Sunnah, you know, in his life, in his example, we can see glimpses of things that we read in the books.
Subhanallah.
Yeah?
You know, time management is baffling, though.
Amir al-Sunnah, Dawud Barakatuh Aliyah, he has divided his time, you know, very effectively. And if you look at his day-to-day routine, you know, his salah, urado wazaif, speeches, madani muzakara, studying ilm-e-deen, the continuity of keeping fasts, abundance of nawafil, madani muzakara, sahri and iftari, giving time to the audience. In fact, during lockdown, you know, during lockdown, is, you know, you could say, whenever you look at Madani channel, you see Amir al-Sunnah there. You know, Amir al-Sunnah has divided his time, and not just this, not just for the deen, you know, the apparent deen side that we normally look at, from his family time as well. His relatives giving, you know, condolences to individuals, you know, who are struggling, who either have had an accident or sending a message to someone whose relative has passed away, giving time to the scholars, giving time to the murids. You know, Amir al-Sunnah has divided his time in such a beautiful way, and because of the way he's so effective in dividing his time, look what he's achieved.
Mashallah.
He's given us a beautiful gift of Dawud Islami.
Well, that's
in 40 years, just in 40 years, look where Dawud Islami has gone.
You know, the thing is, a lot of people, you know, sometimes, you know, if you go even now, lockdown, a lot, majority of the elders, you know, Allah bless them, they say, kar be be thaki gaye. His city per bane hai, ithu uthne hai, fir udhar bane hai, ithu jane hai, udhar bane hai. But you've got this personality. He's 68 years old. 69 years old. When, you know, whatever he does on Madani Muzakara, it's not that he sits there. He prepares for it as well. So all that preparation.
I'm going to say this. You know, what baffles me is this. Tofiba, you described all the different things, right? But what you haven't described there, you've generally covered it, is Dawat Islami. Now, all of those things by themselves are amazing for anybody to do with all the things you've listed. I'm not going to list them again. But then, because what you've got to remember is this, that the Shura, I know, had took over after a certain time. But initially, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuh Mulaliyah was running, overseeing and establishing the different departments. And even, you know, the Shura will accept now that even since Amir al-Sunnah took a slightly backseat role to let the Shura take over, all the new departments, most of these ideas come directly from Amir al-Sunnah.
Some years ago, one of the seniors of Dawud Islami asked Amir al-Sunnah that, Bapa Jan, you know, you're quite old now. You know, you need to take some rest. Why do you do so much running around?
Subhanallah.
And Amir al-Sunnah replied that, you know, when a horse, you know, is racing and it's getting closer to the, you know, finishing line, naturally that horse tries to speed. You know, and even you look at yourself now, Hafiz Sahib's going to go back now, and I'm 62. On the way back, naturally, when you go back, you know, you I don't know what happens. It's a human nature that you tend to go, you speed,
You know, the Prophet especially when he gets close, when he used to get closer to Medina, he used to say to his horse, yes, gallop, and the Sahaba Ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah, why do you, you know, make the horses go faster? He goes, that's the love for Medina.
SubhanAllah.
So we're saying, Alhamdulillah, so we can talk about any other cities, like Medina, ni kya baat.
But Amir al-Sunnah says that when a horse gets closer to a finishing line, you know, it naturally it speeds. And now I've gone to the age, I'm really old now.
Ji.
And after this, I'm not going to be young again. I'm not going to be a youth. Yeah. Now it's time, you know, I'm getting very close to going, from here.
There's a different mindset.
And Amir al-Sunnah says that, you know, what I wish, I want to gather as many good deeds as I can before I go.
Exactly. There's a different mindset. You see, our mindset is, aram na zindagi guzaro. Amir al-Sunnah Daud Barakat Mulayat's mindset is, zameen ke upar kaam, zameen ke niche aram. Right? And we're the other way around. You know, we want to sleep most of the day, yeah? Whereas these pious people of Allah, they want to spend every minute. I mean, you must have read about Ala Hazrat. You know, used to sleep less than 4 hours or 4 hours a day. And the rest of the time was spent doing the work of the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And similarly, Amir al-Sunnah, you know, if you've been to Babul Medina, you know, you and I had the pleasure and the honor of doing a taqaf there a few years ago. You know, Amir al-Sunnah will go have a power nap and then they're back out. And you used to get baffled, you think, at the time they were about 65, and you think, 65-year-old, yeah, he's here, we're getting tired. But he's always raring to go. When he's dini work, he's got the energy. You know, some people have this energy when it comes to worldly things and business opportunities. And, you know, they can work for 18-hour shifts, yeah? Well, that's Amir al-Sunnat the other way around. In the right way, you give Amir al-Sunnat 18-hour shift. But as long as it's madni work, they will not complain once.
You know, sometimes, Harumbe, you know, muazana agar banda kare na, you know, for example, you see a lot of, you know, elders, yeah? Bichare, you know, they can't really do much, you know. If you ask him, ke koi kitab kholi de padhi kine agro, yara kitab kya khola? You know, kuch hai kya ho ke, chalo Madri channel takhi kine agro, yara Madri channel roz laga hi rehna. And the thing is, why is that? Why do they say in that? It's because aadat koni si. You know, sometimes people say, they're not in the routine, they haven't done it when they were younger. There might be some younger viewers now. Do you want to end up the same as well? That when you are 65, 70 and someone says to you, go and read an Islamic book and learn your education, you're going to say, no, forget it, I'll do something else. It's because you've got to make into a habit now.
What is important is this, and this is what I was going to talk about when Tawfiq Bhai gave us the example of the druggie. But coming back to the serious point, if you want to be successful in life, you've got to learn to manage your time.
Bishop.
Full stop. Now, there are people, you know, some people think, I can't juggle deen, I can't juggle dunya, I can't juggle family. You are then failing as a human being, as a person. Everybody has the ability to manage their time. Now, some people, when you speak to them, they say, Yaar, you know, I've not got time to read the Qur'an Pak. Yeah? I don't have 10 minutes. That is actually a deception of the shaitan. Why? Because you ask the same person, how long did you spend on this device on social media? It'll tell you 2 hours. The battery, there's an app on there that tells you how long you spent on each. You ask them how long they spent in front of the television, they said 2 hours. So they're spending 2 hours on this, 2 hours on the television, 7 days a week, that's 28 hours. And that's the same person and he hasn't got 5 minutes to read the glorious Quran, right? They seem to fulfill every other duty that they have, worldly duty, but when it comes to Salah, they say, oh, yaar, meri zohar miss ho gaya. And they tell you as well, you know, I'm expressing, this is one of the greatest sins that I can commit and I'm making witnesses. But, you know, and then why? Because they don't manage their time. The correct way to do it, and the proper person is, he's got his priorities right. He says, my priority is to read the glorious Quran, to protect my 5 salahs, to spend a little bit of time with my parents, spend time with my family, and then fit everything else in later. Yeah. What you don't do is fit the junk in and then try and put the good things in. No, you fit the good things into your plan. So this is my plan. I've got a 15-hour day, or because if you're sleeping 8 hours, Tika, I've got a 16-hour day. 16-hour day, Tika. I need to read half an hour at least of the Quran Pak. I need to pray my 5 namaz. That's maximum an hour and 20 minutes. Tika, out of that, then it still leaves me with 14 and a half hours. With these 14 and a half hours, I'm going to spend half an hour with my parents. Tika, leaves me 14 hours. 1 hour to the 2 hours to the family. Still leaves me with 12 hours, Yara, or 13 hours. I've got time to do everything, but if I manage it. And I don't want to be one of those people who regret it. You know, one of the famous, our Nat Khans, Junaid Bhai, on one of his interviews, he said that he dreamt that people were putting him into his grave.
Junaid Sheikh, mashallah.
Junaid Sheikh, bhai. And people were putting him in his grave. And you know what he was saying as they were doing that? He was saying, Ya Allah, give me one last chance. Give me one last chance to go back. I want to change things. And I remember him saying as well, he said, I was getting ready for a European tour. I'd been on many tours and he was at the peak of his, you know, his performance as an artist, yeah? And then he had that dream. And then in one of his dreams, Amir al-Sunnah came and helped him as well. And then gradually the Islamic Brothers worked on him. And alhamdulillah, today, having done the Darsa Nizami, he is an Alim-e-Din and mashallah, beautiful Islamic brother. Now, where did that change? It was all about that time. He asked, when he perceived himself to be the grave, he said, Ya Allah, give me a chance. Now, he was lucky. He had that dream and it changed him. We might not have that dream. This might be our last opportunity.
Another person just texted me and he says, the amount of time people spend on social media is to count how many likes, how many follows, how many comments. That's our time. How many likes have I got for this photo? Yara, aajkal photo hi kya hai? Aaj ye khasa, aaj wo khasa, aaj ye ho gaya. Why are you wasting your time with these and why are you wasting other people's time? And sometimes, you know, on WhatsApp, you know, you get these messages and you try to, you know, pick your phone up and say, is it important? You know, this is not, you know, an irrelevant thing. And you think to yourself, how do they get this time to do all this?
Hafsa, the key to be productive with your time is to stay away from time wasters. And there's three time wasters I'm going to mention today. Internet,
don't say
social
that name,
media.
Okay, right, so someone
internet,
else.
Social media, yeah, mobile phones, and bad company.
Subhanallah.
These are three things that you must stay away from these.
Mashallah.
If you really want to be productive.
Ji, Harun bhai, we're coming to the end of our program. Can you mention some of the things that, you know, some of the viewers or myself, I can benefit? What are the obstacles that are stopping us from doing the remembrance of Allah and wasting our time?
It's very important to understand that the quality of your life is dictated by how you manage your time. The quality of your success in life, whether you get a good job, whether you're successful in deen and dunya, depends on how you manage your time. And the next thing, Hafsab, very, very important. Whether you succeed in life and you go into your grave with a book of deeds that is full of good, or you go into a grave which is going to torment you, all depends on your time management. In fact, your journey to the hereafter, Jannat or Jahannam, is dependent upon how you manage your time.
Allah,
if you manage it effectively, if you spend it effectively in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, then you will be successful in this world, your grave will be a garden of paradise, and in the hereafter, you will be successful. Now, I don't know how many minutes I've got left, but there's one thing I want to share with you. This
seconds.
Is a wake-up call. I need everybody to listen very carefully to this. Say, for example, somebody's kind of our age, you know, 40-ish. The maximum, Tawfiq Bhai, we're going to have, we don't know, we could die today when we go back. There was a brother last week in Bolton, 26, you're a really beautiful brother. Went to sleep, read Fajr, went to sleep, and never woke up again.
Allah,
right?
Allah.
What a beautiful way, you know, but Allah, for the parents and everybody else, it was a great loss. Now, we don't know whether that's going to happen. But say you've got 30 years. Now, I want you to follow me very carefully here. Out of 30 years, you spend 8 hours a day sleeping, yeah? 24 hours in a day?
Yeah.
8 hours gone, that's a third. Out of 30 years, that's 10 years you're going to sleep, right? If you're working 8 hours a day, that's 10 years gone at work. Then, out of the 10 years that are left, family time, bathroom, eating, drinking, this, that, all the normal things that you do, yeah? That's about 7 or 8 years gone. Even if you commit to doing half a para a day or half an hour zikr a day and your 5 prayers and serving your parents and spend perhaps an hour a day, all it is 1 year's worship in those 30 years. That's the reality. And what we do, Afisab, us ek saal mein bhi hum dandi maar jate, in that 1 year, we then look for excuses to get out of it. You know, I didn't have time for namaz. I didn't have time for the Quran. I didn't have time for this. Even if you are committed, it's only going to be 1 or 2 years maximum out of 30-year life. So this is why, don't let the shaitan deceive you. Organize your time. But this is the last thing I'm going to say, Afisab. Set your priorities. If somebody said to you, there's £1 million investment, you only have to give, like I used that example, you only have to give that 5p. And you've only got, you know, a certain time to do it. You'd make sure your investment was in on time. This is an investment that your life depends on and your hereafter depends on as well. So make that investment. The most important things, say, no matter what happens, there's an earthquake, whatever happens, I'm not going to miss my salah. You know, somebody passes away in my family, I have a car accident, my business suffers a loss, no matter what happens, I've got the mindset that I'm not going to miss my salah. I'm going to read my Quran every day. I'm going to read Durood-e Pak every day. And then everything else falls around it. These are the important things. Ji. Everything else will fall around it. Even if I miss it, it doesn't matter. Then you will be successful.
MashaAllah. Very beautiful words of wisdom. Last words of wisdom from yourself.
If we really want to achieve something big, it's very important that we have some personal goals. And today I want to mention about personal goals of your life.
MashaAllah.
Sometimes we have daily goals or weekly goals or monthly or yearly, but have something that, you know, set five, six things for your life goals and be sincere in this. You know, there's so many things that you can think of, but in that, for example, you know, before you pass away, how many Qur'an-e Pak you want to recite?
Allah.
Before you pass away, how many Durood-e Pak you want to recite? Before you pass away, you know, make your intention that, you know, you want to become a punctual prayer of five times salah. That, and if you have been missing your salah in the previous years, then make a goal that before I die, I want to make up for them. You know, set some personal goals and regarding Islamic knowledge as well. Now, write some big books down, for example, Tafsir Siratul Jinan, you want to complete before you pass away, or Bahari Shariat, you know, Hiyal Ulum, these famous books the scholars have written, write them down as your life goals. But once you have a clear goal that that's what you want to achieve, then make a map. Yeah? Even if it's something small, a drop a day, then try to, you know, every day try to move forward towards that goal.
MashaAllah.
Inshallah, if your goal, if your vision is clear, and in that journey, you know, if you pass away, if you were sincere, inshallah, you'll get so much reward in the quarter.
MashaAllah, some beautiful words of wisdom. Take care and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Islam is the way of life. 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 Islam is the way of life.